Election officials elsewhere in the country are responding to concerns about electronic voting. In Ohio, county election officials must start using electronic machines by 2006. They can choose from among several vendors. But some officials are in no rush to convert, including Michael King, who is chairman of the election board in Licking County, Ohio.
We're one of those infamous punch card systems, so this November we will still be utilizing the punch card system that made national news in Florida and has been a topic of debate ever since.
Do you guys want to switch to the touchscreen system?
Probably not. I mean, if we had to vote, I think I can speak for the whole board that served Licking County well, the punch card system, since 1975 at least. We would probably stick with it.
And yet just a year or two ago, there was a massive move toward these touchscreen computers, and as many as 50 million Americans may vote on them this fall.
That is true. And ultimately, Licking County is going to vote on a similar device.
Having been given this order to convert at some point relatively soon to the touchscreen computers, you've had different vendors come in and give you demonstrations?
We've had different vendors in the office. We have actually gone and monitored a couple of elections in other states. So we've been kind of active.
As you probably know, there are security concerns, or there have been, specifically about the Diebold machines. And I'd like to know, what did the Diebold people tell you about that when they came by to make their sales pitch?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. They just basically demonstrate their machine and tell us not to worry.
Is that the same story with the other vendors who come by?
Well, I think every vendor out there has gotten their fair share of criticism, and there's a lot of criticism out there. For example, do you go to a paper ballot, some sort of a verifiable audit trail? Except now the debate's turning on machines that are now going to count these barcoded paper trails, and if all else fails, we'll be counting them by hand. So you lose a lot of what you were gaining initially, and that is the speed and ease of the system.
Kind of hard to miss the irony here, given that all this came about because of concerns about voting irregularities, and now there are even greater concerns about voting irregularities.
Yeah.
I want to go back to another point here very briefly. You were saying earlier that basically the vendors didn't tell you anything about the security concerns. Didn't you ask these guys directly, you know, what happens if a hacker tries to get into this machine, what security mechanisms are there, and that sort of thing?
Oh, yeah. We follow up. We don't get a whole lot of good, solid answers, but I don't think anyone's gotten any good, solid answers.
So your feeling is that once you do get these computers, these touchscreen computers that you're required to get, will voting be any more secure or about the same or even less?
I think that the way we run this, they're going to be secure, with or without the paper trail. And like I say, we have every reason to believe we're going to be required to have one. The only irony there is no one seems to have one yet because no standards are out there. But once they're there, if I were a voter, I certainly would not be too worried about someone hacking into it or changing the results.
Mr. King, thanks very much for speaking with us.
No problem.
J. Michael King is the election board chairman of Licking County, Ohio.